back on the Young Turks. We were just having a great debate about what's more dangerous, robots or aliens.
We are five.
Well, I bet Superman could beat 20 aliens.
Wait, Superman is an alien.
That's right.
Good point, John.
My son and I have those all the time because he thinks it's the greatest thing in the world.
I do, kind of, as well.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, nothing can get past Captain America's shield, but Thor's hammer is the strongest thing in the world. So what if Thor's hammer hits Captain America's shield? And then we'll debate for like 10 minutes if the shield would break or not.
You can see it in the Avengers. Don't spoil it, but that is in one of the Avengers
movies.
Oh, is that
right? Oh, yeah. I didn't even know
and
that.
It's just the best scene.
I predicted that.
Just the best.
I want credit.
Look, I don't want to look too cool or anything, but technically I think there are some things that can get past the shield. I'm pretty sure that was actually cool.
You did look cool.
I did, yeah.
Oh my God, were you wearing sunglasses when you said that and a leather jacket?
There are 3,000 articles about what would happen if.
Yeah.
Really?
Comic book nerds the Mjolnir. Love that stuff.
I apparently accidentally stumbled into a nerd swarm.
Well, because Hulk technically, as he gets irradiated, gets stronger and stronger. So then could he beat someone who generates radioactive? Like, they love those. Like,
paradoxes. Are you kidding me? We do Hulk versus Superman. You know, all those things all the time.
Superman. He picks up the Hulk, throws him in the sun. But wait, then he'd gain more strength. Holy shit.
Yeah.
See?
No.
And then he'd block out the sun. Anyway, all right.
We are on that one, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go to things with cursing.
Superman's allergic to a rock. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, the problem with Superman is every one of those conversations ends with my six-year-old saying, oh yeah, then I go get kryptonite. And
okay. It's a controlled substance, kid. You can try. It's not on Amazon Prime.
Yet. There's a book out that I was telling you about in the regular show. Called Devil's Bargain, written by Bloomberg Business Week reporter Joshua Green. It talks about Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, the campaign. And in one part of the campaign, there's this idea that Paul Ryan was going to do a coup at the convention. So I remember covering this. Right? It wasn't that it was orchestrated by Ryan. It was orchestrated by the powers that be, and they loved Paul Ryan, and they were going to put him in instead of Trump. Now, if you guys remember me talking about it back then, I always thought that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That's never going to happen.
Kasich could have happened.
They always talk about like, oh, what could happen at a convention? Look, that's from 1968, dude, to 1948. Right now, not a fucking thing can happen at a convention. So it's all just marketing. There's no, all that stuff that used to happen at a convention can't happen anymore. It's not in the bylaws anymore. Reporters drive me fucking crazy when they can't like realize what decade we're in. All you know what they say. Tip O'Neill said all politics is local. Yeah, in the 1970s when there was no internet. Okay, wakey wakey. Anyway, but apparently Bannon was legitimately concerned about it and then super pissed about it, and he hates the Republican establishment, which is not such a bad thing. I'll give Bannon that, right? And he's right. The establishment loves Paul Ryan, and he's their water boy. So there's two things I agree with Steve Bannon on. Interesting. Anyway, he called Paul Ryan a limp dick motherfucker who was born in a petri dish at the Heritage Foundation.
It's so good.
Okay, that was pretty good.
It is so good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is so good.
It's definitely the best thing Steve Bannon's ever said.
You gotta respect someone who's good at an insult.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you got to respect a good insult. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. That's right.
You don't necessarily have to respect him. Also, yeah. I mean, look, we were talking about Trump, you know, calling people fat, you know, glass houses. Someone whose body is visibly rotting off their bones, like Steve Bannon, maybe shouldn't be throwing around the insults about, you know, sexual adequacy.
Right.
Like, can you find a woman on this planet who wants to have sex with Steve Bannon? I think it's impossible.
He's got the texture of that guy in RoboCop who fell into the toxic waste and then got hit by the car and his head rolls over the top of the car.
Yes.
For those of you who watch RoboCop.
That is a very specific reference. Okay.
That's it. It's kind of.
I live in a bit of a glass house if you've ever seen me with stubble on. So and the way this band so I'm gonna leave his appearance out of it.
I've been up since 3 and I got like these dark circles. It's real rough.
Oh wow, you do actually.
Oh, it's bad.
Anyway, so I just am enjoying a moment where I agree with Steve Bannon, and which comes along I think once in a lifetime. I think and this is it, and we're done with it.
I mean, the thing about having the counter coup with all the young alt writers, that could have been bad.
Yeah, yeah, no. And then the rest of it gets super ugly. Like he wanted to release, like go all Pepe on them or something. And then Roger Stone had the idea to have the Trump supporters knock on the hotel room doors of the people who were against them at the convention. Mm. That's some brown shirt stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a question though. So we talked about, you know, like nothing is gonna happen, it's impossible. But in hindsight, if it could have happened, should the Republicans have staged some sort of coup? Things are not working well for them.
No, it's undemocratic. I don't care what the political consequences are. I mean, I guess if you're the Republican Party, you don't care that much about
democracy. Obviously, I don't want them to be more effective, but I'm saying from the point of view of someone like Paul Ryan, who was clearly hoping that Trump might moderate a little bit, maybe we could work with him on certain things. I mean, Trump is undercutting him at every turn.
Oh, no. I mean, and Steve Bannon obviously is still leaking to Breitbart, and Breitbart has shivved Paul Ryan in unspeakable
ways. And Kushner,
yeah, and said he should not be the Speaker of the House. He's incompetent, he's this, he's that. This is way after the campaign. This is in the middle of the healthcare fight where Paul Ryan actually did get it passed, unlike the Senate.
That's true.
But I mean, Bannon's right that he was born in a petri dish at the Heritage Foundation. That's the most accurate part of this.
It's so good that it swings so quickly from like petulant child, limp dick bastard to like the super like specific reference of petri dishes at the Heritage Foundation. Yeah, just having those so close to each other is what's magical about the insult.
Yeah, I'll give him another compliment here. Enjoy it while you can, Steve. We're gonna be done with it in a second for life. It sounds like a line out of Veep, which is a high compliment.
Looks like a frightened snake.
So last thing on this is that, John, to your point, no. It's not good for the Republican Party if they replace Trump. Yes, Trump's incompetent, he's a monster. They don't care about the monster part. They're fine with that. Mm-hmm. But they do care that he's incompetent. Yes. Can't get anything passed.
And
but
won't even try to help them in getting a bill passed.
In fact, hurts them all the time. Yeah. Like, oh, the bill calls that you pass mean. Is mean. Then I'll throw a party for it, thinking that it's already the law. And then, oops, it didn't get passed. I know the whole thing, right? You're right about all that. But if they had done that, that would have been like the DNC forcing Hillary Clinton as the candidate. The country wants to go populist. If you cut that off at the knees, all you do is destroy your own party.
Of course, I'm not advocating for it.
It's just such a tough question.
It might help. Like, especially with him, it's 36%. I mean, it's only getting worse for them. But
right, but if they could have, yes. If they could have found a way for it to work, yes. But it just would never have worked and there was no way.
So that'd be fun hypothetical.
Yeah, and if they they would be even more hated. They would have lost the election. They wouldn't even have the presidency.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Paul Ryan, who's going to vote for that limp dick motherfucker?
Let's go for the also ran in the last. The also rans also ran in the last election.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Then it would have been establishment versus establishment, and the Democrats have that one on lockdown. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah, anyway. In the last two elections, anyway.
Yeah. Okay. All right, one last story for you guys in the post game, and that goes to my why I don't like the establishment. So an appellate court last week overturned the corruption of Sheldon Silver. So logical question you're asking yourself right now is who the hell is Sheldon Silver? So he was a Democratic senator in the state of New York and deeply, deeply corrupt. So he would run things through his own law firm and then and then he would direct grants from the state to his own clients. Okay, kind of the definition of corruption. So he got convicted. And then an appellate court was like, no, the Supreme Court basically says there's almost no such thing as corruption. You have to show me like a barrel full of money, cash or coins. You hand it to a politician, and the politician says, thank you very much for this cash that you have given me. I will now give you a bill in return. If it's not that, it's not corruption.
I think they have to say, I'll give you a bill in return because I loves me some corruption.
Yes.
No, actually, saying I love it, especially later in the summer, is not enough to prove to people that corruption is going on.
Yeah. In fact, if you did all of that, but you called it a campaign donation, it'd still be legal.
Because that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what they do. So anyway, they recently ruled, and this is what drives me crazy, 9-0 at the Supreme Court. So even a lot of the liberal justice, so-called liberal justice that are packed on there, don't mind the corruption. It's maddening. Okay, not the Sheldon Silver case, but in the Bob McDonald case, he was a Virginia governor. He had taken Rolexes, luxury travel, vacations, etc., from the guy who runs a nutrition supplement business. Mm. He'd taken $700,000 in gifts, and he would
$700,000 in political speech,
and then he would do favors for the guy. But the Supreme Court said, well, yes, you did take $700,000 worth of goodies. Yes, you did do favors for the guy, but it's not technically legislation you passed that with the specific benefit of that guy. It was other benefits that you gave him that were somewhat related, if you ask me, if you follow, I don't want to get too deep into the case, but were directly related to your role as governor. He didn't go and give $700,000 to the local fucking janitor. He gave it to the governor because the governor had goodies to give him back, right? And the Supreme Court was like, nope, I don't see it. I don't see the corruption. But what Rolex? What vacations? What do you mean? No, that was just one guy helping another guy, and then the other guy helped him. And one guy happened to be a governor, and the other guy happened to run a business in that state. I don't see it. So
were they wearing bandit masks?
They're like, the only guy we can convict of corruption in this country now is
Don Siegel.
The burglar.
Oh, the hamburger.
Because he's actually, and maybe the Cookie Crisp guy.
Possibly Dinesh D'Souza. Right.
Put his dog down.
So the appellate court.
So sad. It's such a cute
Anna
dog.
Anna would cry over that.
Go.
Half the people at this company would cry over
that. Yes, they would. Oh, yeah. It was just like a circle around
he's
your
gone?
Dog.
He's not gone.
No, oops, not that.
They're never gone. Me out the door. You're kicking me out the door.
That's
what about Bob reference,
either.
By the way?
I know, right?
Right?
Animals are
innocent.
I knew I'd get to it eventually. Anyway, the Sheldon Silver case, the appellate court looked at it and said, yeah, under the old definition of corruption, that's exactly what he did. But under the new definition, there is no such fucking thing. So you could be a legislator who runs the state senate and say, in order to get state grants, you have to work with my law firm so I get richer. And anyone who works with my law firm will get goodies from the taxpayers of New York. And that's still not illegal. Then what the fuck is? It's amazing.
Yeah. Can't smoke weed in a lot of places. That's illegal.
Yes. But God forbid anyone should smoke a plant.
There was that article today about like Schaub, the guy who was the oversight of the ethics, who just kind of left a like 95 theses on the wall of like things that should change. I'm out of here, peace. But like here are things that should change, and none of them are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
like very simple things.
And then in what I call the establishment, a lot of people call the establishment, whether it's the politicians, it's the court these days, unfortunately, or the media, they just look at it and go, everyone else in the country sees corruption, but we don't. We see honorable gentlemen who are just carrying on their business. Like the thing that I'm always reminded of when I read all of these stories is when the Anderson Coopers of the world, and in that case, literally Anderson Cooper, among other CNN anchors and MSNBC anchors, would indignantly ask Bernie Sanders during the primary debates, like, are you saying that Hillary Clinton has ever changed a vote based on the money that she has received? I mean, you wouldn't dare make a charge like that, would you? Like, are you fucking shitting me?
Yeah.
Like, you cover politics, that's your job. You cover the news, that's your job. And you're indignant at that suggestion?
I would love for them to answer the question, what do you think the donations are for?
Yeah. Yes!
It's not $27. If I give you $250,000 or bundle it, I give you millions of dollars at one time. Is it just because I'm enthusiastic about you? No, not at that level. But they have to act like they are children. They have to act like this is their first day in politics and they don't understand how the system actually works.
Okay, don't worry guys, we're gonna get them. 28th Amendment. Wolf-pack.com. All right, that's what we got for you in the post game. We'll see you guys tomorrow.